Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program for you today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. We join today's message, The Robe of Righteousness, already in progress.
I received Jesus Christ as my personal healer, just like I did my personal Savior. Is that the same? Does it work the same way? Yes, it works the same way. So the next morning I go to work, I even had a Baptist preacher there working for me, and I had several girls upstairs in the computer room. I walked in that night and I said, praise God, you guys and gals, y'all are looking at a guy that received Jesus Christ as his personal healer yesterday. And I said, you ain't never going to see me sick again. They ain't never heard nothing like that. And they all said, Thurman, you've always been a religious fanatic. Now you're carrying the Word of God just a little too far. You know everybody's going to be sick again. I said, not me. You ain't stealing that from me. Is that what that said? If I confess with my mouth and believe in my heart that I'm healed, does that mean what it says? Yes, it does. But do I have to believe that?
Yes,
I have to believe that with no doubt in my heart. Well, let me tell you, after 5 years, that Baptist preacher came to me one day and he said, Thurman, I've been really watching you close the last 5 years since you had that crazy thought about being healed and being able to receive Jesus as your healer. But I had noticed you hadn't been sick. You hadn't even had the flu or nothing. I said, no, I hadn't, and I'm not going to have. So he said, I'm going to receive Jesus as my personal healer, so I ain't going to be sick no more. And guess what? Last time I talked to that Baptist preacher, he had never been sick again in his whole life. Will God's Word work for all of us?
Yes.
If you receive it by faith. Well, it's worked for me now for 35 years. Isn't that wonderful? It's working for you too, right, brother? It works for anybody that believes it. Is that right? When Jesus came to save the world, did he say he'd save everybody but you? Who did he say he'd save? Everybody. So that didn't leave out nobody, did it? No. So if Jesus doesn't leave out nobody for salvation, who do you think he leaves out when it comes to healing? He died for all of us, didn't he? But you cannot receive something by faith that you don't know belongs to you. That's the secret. When you get a hold of the fact, when you meditate on that word enough, that if I will confess with my mouth and believe in my heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, I shall be healed. If I confess that, I shall be made whole. I shall be delivered. If I'm in need of deliverance from the enemy, and I've repented of all my sins, and I start reading that over and over, calling that word sozo, and I need to be delivered from demons, and I say, Lord, you promised to deliver me, and it's written right here, so I believe, I'm confessing with my mouth, I'm believing with my heart that you not only saved me and made me healthy, but you delivered me on that cross, so today I am delivered. And ain't a demon can touch me from this day forward. In the name of Jesus, they all have got to go away, and I will never be afflicted by demons again. If you believe that, guess how much problem you're going to have with demons? None. You're going to have none. They're going to go away, and they're not going to be there to torment you. You won't have them. Now, the average person I did not know that God uses demons to torment us. I didn't know for a long time. I studied about Satan and God and I read a few books about where did Satan come from and everything. And finally, one day I just threw every book I had away and I said, God, the answer has got to be in your word. You've got to be able to tell me where all these things come from. And then I started reading and things started opening up to my mind. I made all things, both visible and invisible, principalities and powers, rulers of darkness. I created them all for my glory and for my purpose. I made Satan. I made his demons. They came from me. And then when I got over there in 1 Kings, the prophet's sitting there saying, you know, I saw the Lord high and lifted up. He was having a meeting with his spirits, good and bad. And he says, you know, spirits, now think about this. This is written in 1 Kings. He says, we have a man down there on earth named Ahab. And he's not doing what I want him to do. He's just pretty wicked. So I want to know what we can do to kill him. How would you like for God to be having a meeting about like that over you? I don't want to be no part of that meeting, do you?
No, sir.
But anyway, so the prophet, he said, the Lord says, He calls his spirits over here on his right hand. I'm assuming that's his good ones, you know, on his right hand. And he's saying, boys, what should we do to get rid of Ahab? One of them says, you know, we can do this. And he said, no, that won't work. Another one said, we could do this. And he said, no, that won't work. So he goes over here on his left and says, what do you guys say? I'm assuming these are the wicked ones on his left side. What do you say? What should I do to get rid of Ahab? And one of them said, I know, Lord. I'll go down there and become a lying spirit in the mouths of all of his prophets. That'll get him. The Lord said, that'll work. You can go do that. Did you know that story's in the Bible? Isn't that something? God's having a board meeting with his spirits that he made, both good and bad. And he's wanting to get rid of a wicked king on earth that's not doing his will. So he asked his spirits how to kill the guy. And the guy tells him, I'll become a lying spirit in the mouths of his prophets. And he did. And they lied to him. And Ahab went out to battle. And a random arrow shot went right through the crack in his armor and killed him. Yeah, 1 Kings 22, in case you haven't read that story lately. It's an interesting story, you know, but you know, when people say, God would never kill one of us. Would God kill you? Oh, yeah. I mean, somebody said, Thurman, that's Old Testament. Old Testament. God would never do anything like that in the New Testament. I said, okay, do you believe the book of John is in the New Testament? Let me take you to a verse. Let me take you to John chapter 15. Now, there's a lot of men, especially men, but women too. But there's a lot of men in the church that are dead prematurely because of this verse. John 15, 2. I want you to see this. Now, this is a healing school. We're trying to learn what causes us to be sick and how to get well, right? Okay, let me show you what not only make you sick, but it'll kill you. Every branch in me. Now, every branch in, are we in the Word of God, as you've studied it, are we considered the branches? Yeah, he's the vine, we're the branches. Is that right? Okay, so he says here in John 15, 2, every branch in me. How many of us does that include? That's it. That's everybody in this church today and every believer. Every branch in me that bears no fruit, he takes it away. Because I've seen more men die that profess to be Christians that wouldn't do anything for God. They wouldn't become a deacon in a church. They wouldn't become a teacher in the church. They wouldn't visit the sick. They only wanted to do their own thing. I'm not like you, Thurman. I can't talk to people about Jesus out there. I just can't do that. Yeah, you can. You know, you can talk to people about Jesus. All you got to do is open your mouth and let the Holy Spirit do something. You know, he'll do it. But, you know, if you don't produce any fruit for the kingdom, let's say you didn't tell nobody about Jesus. Say you were running along here for 5 or 10 or 20 years, and you've been a Christian since you was a young man, and you had never led anybody to Christ. You ain't never got nobody healed. You never taught a Bible study class. You never been to a Sunday school class or a Bible teaching. You just kind of take your own time, spend your own time for yourself, and you have produced no fruit for the kingdom of God. Look what he says he's going to do to you somewhere along the line. Every branch in me that bears no fruit, what does he do to it? You know what it means to take it away? He cuts you off. That's right, brother. He means he's going to kill you. Somebody said, you know, I didn't know that was in the New Testament. Well, if you didn't know that's in the New Testament, the Lord's trying to get your attention today to tell you it is in the New Testament. And he means for you to do something for him. Is that right? Let me tell you how I learned that. I'll tell you the story. It was a friend of mine that was 55 years old. This has been 21 years ago. He and I were the same age. I went to his dad's funeral, and I found out at the funeral this friend of mine was in the hospital in Brownwood with brain tumors. So I went to the hospital to see him after the funeral, and I got there, asked the doctor. I said, Doc, I mean, he looked like he was 95 years old. He was only 55. I asked the doc, I said, Doc, what kind of shape's he in? He said, well, he's got brain tumors and big ones, and so we're going to send him to San Antonio to a specialist, and they're going to cut the top of his head off and see if they can get the tumors out. Now, I don't know about you, but that don't even sound funny. You know, the thing about cutting the top of my head off, you know, that thing's all solid bone up there, you know, and they're going to go around it with some kind of scribe and cut that off, take the top of my head off and look in there. Like I say, this is not a game we're playing, ladies and gentlemen. This is life and death. And being a Christian or not being a Christian, this is not a game we're playing. You know, this is absolutely life and death. And your life is going to depend on what you know about this book. This man had been a Sunday school teacher. He had been a member of the Baptist church, and he'd been a member of the Church of Christ, two different churches. He was a youth leader and a song leader and everything. He'd been very active in the church. All the time I knew him, very active. And he had married two different times and couldn't make it with either one of them, so he divorced both women. And then I lost touch of him for years. And then when I found him in the hospital, and they said they was going to send him to San Antonio, they sent him down there, they cut the top of his head off, and the doctor went in there and said, if God doesn't intervene, this man's going to die. That's what many of us say. But we fail to realize who's running the show. Who's running the show? God is. He's in control of everything. Who said he would cut you off there? Yeah, God did. That's exactly right. That's who's running the show. So anyway, after they took the top of his head off and the doctor just put him back together, he said that he has so many big tumors in the top of his head, there is no way I could ever get all of them out. No way. He said they're just all mingled all around through his brain. Big ones. So he put him back together, sent him back to the rest home to die. I went down there. I walked in his room, and there's this lovely lady standing there. And I says, who are you? And she said, well, I'm his wife. I said, oh. I said, well, I knew his first two wives. I said, are you number three? Or she said, yes, I'm his third wife. I said, I've only been married one time. He's my only husband. I said, okay. I said, how long have y'all been married? She said, 10 years. I said, well, where do y'all go to church? She said, the First Baptist Church. I said, well, how often, how long, how many times have you been? Have you ever thought about just letting the Holy Spirit lead your life? Yeah. You know, and all your questions and everything just come from Him. Those of us that are led by the Spirit of God, you know, it's a wonderful thing. So anyway, she says, well, we go to First Baptist Church. And I said, how many times have you been? She said, well, five or six. I said, five or six? I said, this is halfway through the year. I said, I can't believe, you know, that y'all have only been to church five or six times this year. She said, oh, Thurman, we've not been to church five or six times this year. We've only been to church five or six times since we've been married. I said, that's 10 years, you said. Well, I said, you need to be in church. Now, does the Word of God tell us to go to church? Yes, it absolutely does. Hebrews 10:25, if you don't know where that verse is at. So I said, ma'am, I said, y'all should be in church. She said, I don't believe you have to go to church to worship God. I said, ma'am, I don't care what you say. What you say don't line up with the Word. I said, the Word says you're supposed to be in church.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop our program here for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled The Robe of Righteousness, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's area code 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.